This is Omar Mosni with UN News. Migration is a force for good for host nations, but more could be done to offer migrants economic opportunities closer to home, the head of UN trade agency UNCTAD has said. In an interview with UN News, to coincide with an event held at the UN on migration in Africa, Mukisa Kituyi, Secretary General of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, tells Daniel Johnson how Ethiopia and Rwanda have successfully tackled the issue with their own job creation schemes. The UNCTAD chief also reflects on the passing of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, whom he describes as an inspiration for his moral leadership.
There are two types of migration that are taking place in Africa. One is the voluntary movement of persons out of their countries in pursuit of better pastures. And the second one is involuntary migration, mainly because of collapse of law and order, personal insecurity, civil war. And, you know, over the past 1 year, there has been as many as 21 countries which had incidents of civil strife, and this manufactured an involuntary form of migration. But the main migration that we're focused on is the purposeful action of people leaving their homes, seeking livelihoods elsewhere. Last year, the UNCTAD study projected about 19 million people making this kind of movement. And out of this, 53% move into other African countries. Contrary to a lot of public perception and debate, the reality is that Africa is the largest destination of African migrants. Also not known to the rest of the world is that the rest of the world had 5 million migrants moving into Africa in the same period. So these are some of the basic dynamics. But an important phenomenon that we established is migration is good for the host countries and for the source countries.
I was going to ask you, migration has enormous benefits for host communities, but there are also downsides. I mean, how about those communities that are losing maybe the best of their youngsters who are ambitious, they want to get on, they want to go out and do something. Is that an issue that's on UNCTAD's radar? What projects do you have in mind?
All right, there are two sides to this issue. The reality that countries which lose most enterprising, most educated young men and women to other countries lose a critical capital, human resource that they need for their own development. Although there are some positives of remittances and financial support to members of family by the people who have migrated, it's a reality that countries need to plan about how to harness their human capital. And one of the main things that we advise about building economic opportunity that stems migration for economic opportunity. That while they are good for the countries they go into, the migrants could make a substantial contribution if the economic opportunities existed in their own home countries. Now this joins the narrative we've been giving, that the best way to deal with migration for countries that fear excessive arrivals of migrants is to reconstruct and to help build livelihoods in the source countries in a way that attracts those migrants to stay at home.
Can you think of any particular projects that spring to mind, any that you'd like to see recreated in other countries?
I am seeing the massive work that is being invested in low skill and volume job creation by the special economic zones being constructed in Ethiopia. You know that historically Ethiopia has been one of the largest source countries of migrants, and the creation of livelihoods has very dramatically reduced the number of Ethiopians that were seen in the blend of immigrants out of Africa and into other African countries. So definitely, if you look at countries where stability has been followed by expansion of employment opportunities and livelihoods, you see not only the reduction in emigration, but you see the attraction of talented entrepreneurial persons from other parts of the continent to those countries. Perhaps the best example in this regard is Rwanda.
Tell me about it.
Rwanda, historically, since the historical crisis of the early 60s up to the genocide of 1994, Rwanda per capita was perhaps the largest exporter of humans in the whole of the Eastern and Central African region. Massive migration, large populations you find in Uganda, for example, historically because of turbulence in Rwanda. And livelihoods and economic opportunity drove a large percentage of the population into exile. In the wake of the genocide of 1994, Rwanda has reconstructed not only an economy, but a polity that gives assurance to the citizens. And very, very ambitious visionary projects that have been taken by the president of Rwanda have not only seen a lot of the Rwandese who are even born abroad coming home for the first time and settling in Rwanda to make their contribution, but they are seeing talented Africans from other parts of the continent migrating to create livelihoods inside Rwanda.
So that's the message, or the kind of message you're going to be taking to New York for this high-level meeting?
There are about three messages I want to bring to this meeting. First of all, to append our support and approval, endorsement of the Global Compact on Migration that's going to be signed in Morocco in December. The second message is to bring to the world an awareness that historically migration is a force for good, and it has been with us as long as there has been humanity. And we cannot understand the role of migration in international relations if we take it out of context. And third, that contrary to the stereotypes of African migrants as a kind of a scourge that is invading Europe, has been played upon by some forms of tribalist politics in the European right, the truth is that the African migrant is first and foremost going to Africa and is a force for good.
Just one last thing. You did mention Europe there and the so-called migration crisis. I think you intimated that it's really not that at all. But how does UNCTAD hope to turn round or reverse this kind of polemic against migration, which is, after all, on the decrease in Europe? It's nothing like where it was in 2015.
Yes, it is true that the tipping point has been passed on the trends of migration, both from the Middle East and from Africa into Europe. Now, the poisonous rhetoric that informed public discussion about migration in the past few years is an enemy to sustainable solutions. When you make it an emotional issue for fear, you do not diagnose what it is. We'll see the reality is that some countries in Europe objectively need new replenishments of their population beyond their biological ability today. And those countries need well-organized, structured migration policy that should not be informed by xenophobia the way some debate has been informed. Secondly, that the economic imperatives for human displacement have to be taken seriously if we are to find sustainable solutions to the migration issue. The best partnership on migration, particularly trans-Mediterranean migration, is to help build livelihoods in the source countries. The examples I've given of Ethiopia and Rwanda are evidence of the viability of building opportunities at home as a viable policy for reducing mass migration.
Secretary General Kitui, many thanks. I haven't spoken to you or asked you about Kofi Annan. I'm sure you knew him because he was here so often, but is there anything that springs to mind? Do you have a particular story or a tribute that you might like to share about the former Secretary General?
Thank you very much. The entire family of the United Nations has been saddened by the demise of our icon, a symbol of humility, a singular purposefulness, but human decency. In very many ways, as an African, I find massive inspiration from the life story, the endurance, the humility, and the very, very effective, successful leadership, moral leadership, above anything else, that Kofi Annan represents. While I've been in Geneva, I've been having very, very frequent consultations with Kofi Annan, particularly on his initiative intervening in leadership in Africa and his support for renewed investment in sound agriculture as a way of creating new livelihoods in Africa. These are all initiatives that I found very, very rewarding. But most importantly, that a person who captured the imagination of the world because of his moral rectitude and his solid commitment to being a force for good, we'll all miss him very much.